WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, it was a night of royalty and recognition at the 2014 Shelby County Fair Thursday. The Queen ceremony was held inside the all-new show ring at the fairgrounds, and 12 young ladies competed for the crown. Every contestant was asked two questions from MC Lynn Brinker before the crown was handed out to Emily Patti. She said the award was a complete surprise.
I was completely shocked. When I didn't hear my name for princesses, I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to get it. And then when I heard my name, I was just completely shocked.
Patti was nominated by her group, the Portsmouth Super Production.
My chapter, I've been in 4-H for 11 years, and it started out being run by Kenny Stein, and now it's moved to Karen Stein. And I've been president for the last 4 years, and I've been in every office before that.
As the Queen, Patti will be involved in handing out the ribbons and other activities of the Shelby County Fair, and she'll represent Shelby County at the 2014 Iowa State Fair Queen Contest. Patti says she has lofty goals as she will be enrolling at the University of Iowa this fall in a course for biomedical engineering. In other awards, Chelsea Osmond received the runner-up in the Queen competition, and Teresa Arkfeld won the 2014 Brownfield Ag Youth Award, sponsored by our sister station KNOD in Harlan. Arkfeld said it meant a lot to her as she is heavily involved in agriculture.
Well, I put on there a lot of awards that I won at the fair the past couple years, and what I was all involved in. And I've been involved for agriculture by the ag classes at the school and FFA.
In addition to the Queen's ceremony, the Shelby County Fair Board inducted two couples into the Shelby County Fair Hall of Fame. Ed and Vicki Anderson and Kevin and Deb Rutherford were welcomed into the Hall of Fame. Ed and Vicki said it was a nice honor.
It's surprising how many years have went by so fast, the things that we've done. And it, you know, we don't really do it for that kind of recognition. And brought back a lot of memories of the past, I don't know, 25, 30 years,
right,
I guess.
Right, and how we got started, being part of the fair. And, you know, it just, like he says, just went by so quickly, and we enjoyed it all, We still enjoy it.
The other couple, Kevin and Deb Rutherford, couldn't remember how many years they've been running the 4-H food booth, but they've enjoyed it.
It has been a long time. And I guess the reason we keep coming back is because it gave so much to our kids when they were young and growing up. We have a daughter that now teaches in Elkhorn, teaches FFA or Ag. And it's for the little kids. We keep saying we're, two more years, three more years, but then there gets to be some more kids coming up, I guess we'll just keep doing it as long as people appreciate and as long as we're needed. I guess we'll keep doing it.
And the final recognition went to Linda Heflin, who will be inducted into the Iowa State Fair Hall of Fame on August the 18th. Heflin has worked the dog show at the Shelby County Fair for more than 25 years. News time is 8:03.
Sarah, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Will you come in here, please?
The ladies' room?
Yes, please. I need a quiet place to talk so I can understand what you're saying.
Oh, dear. Have you looked into that problem?
Who says it's a problem?
Do you find yourself looking for a small, quiet room just so you can have conversations one-on-one? This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Many of us struggle to hear when we're in a large, noisy venue, such as a sports arena, concert, or even at our favorite local gathering spots. But when you can't hear a conversation when you're out socially, asking your friends to join you in the ladies' room just to talk could be cause for embarrassment and a good way to lose friends. So let me suggest a hearing evaluation instead. More and more people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are finding that their communication difficulties can be overcome with hearing aids. Now, I'm not saying that having an evaluation means you'll need a hearing aid, but if you're struggling, it could be the first step to uncover why. Stop the embarrassment. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Well, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of a Villisca man. 57-year-old John Robert Housen was taken into custody at 8:20 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for indecent exposure. The warrant was the result of an incident which allegedly occurred at the Adams County Jail on July the 8th. Housen was being held in the jail on $1,000 bond. Shelby County Emergency Management Director Bob Seibert reports that residents in all but three Shelby County communities, Erling, Westphalia, and Kirkman, will be hearing storm sirens next Monday or Tuesday, July 14th and 15th. Seibert says technicians will be working on software necessary to activate each community's sirens, which will involve some actual siren activation, maybe several times throughout the time period. The intent is to send out code red messages to communities prior to its activation. renovation and use local media to keep residents from becoming concerned, especially if the weather is not ideal. Officials will not know of any particular time period for each community's activation due to the nature of the repairs and testing being conducted. Seibert says every effort will be made to keep the public informed. Now, if the area happens to be under an actual warning or watch, that testing will, of course, be postponed. Moisture returns to the region today into the weekend with a series of disturbances combined with a stationary boundary expected to stall across central Iowa tonight through Sunday. The National Weather Service says that combination will provide periods of thunderstorms late tonight through Sunday. The greatest chances for thunderstorms with heavy rain and severe weather will be scattered thunderstorms in central and north today, with more numerous storms across the state tonight. Thunderstorms are expected again Saturday into Sunday evening. Some of the storms may be severe, producing heavy rain, high winds, and hail this afternoon in the western part of the state and over the rest of the state Saturday afternoon and evening. Isolated thunderstorms are possible Sunday into Monday, followed by sharply cooler temperatures, more typical of mid-May, on Tuesday. Well, Mercy Health Network and its related facilities in Iowa and Nebraska have won a grant of just over $10 million to move a system called value-based care. Among the facilities included in the Mercy Health Network is the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, Clarinda Regional Medical Center, Adair County Memorial Hospital, Manning Regional Health Care Center, the Ringgold County Hospital, Madison County Health Care System, and Dallas County Hospital. Mercy Des Moines Senior Vice President Dave Swiskowski said that the new approach looks to cut costs and improve care by more closely following patients.
This grant will provide funding to put in the IT systems to follow all patients with chronic diseases or healthy patients. Patients with chronic diseases will make sure they're getting the care that they need and make sure that they're getting the outcomes we expect.
The network includes more than 160,000 patients at 25 hospitals and 73 clinics located in 37 counties in Iowa and Nebraska.
If they're not getting the care, we're going to call them in and say, tell them they're overdue for care and ask them to come in.
Setting up the system to track patients is the first step, but Swiskowski says the most money will be spent on the staff to handle the care.
We'll have health coaches who can work with patients to set goals and help them change their health behaviors to get better outcomes.
Another aspect of the program is working with those who already treat the patients.
Part of it is you have to engage their healthcare providers, their physicians and advanced practitioners who are working with them in these sites to support this and encourage patients to work with this process.
Swiskowski is a doctor who works in Des Moines and says they have seen a positive response when working with their patients.
When we call up patients who are overdue for care and ask them to come in, about 90% of them are willing to come in. You still have 10% who say no, I don't want to do it. But the most common reason people will give for not coming in is they forgot or they didn't know.
He's not exactly sure when the program will get underway, but says it shouldn't take long once they launch it.
We can get these data systems ramped up in 3 to 6 months. So I'm saying in 6 to 12 months, patients in these locations will start noticing a difference in the way we're delivering their care.
The different delivery system is expected to save money for treatments and care that are not needed because the patient got better and not worse. Swiskowski said the health system will benefit by making the program work.
We have shared savings programs with Wellmark and with Medicare, where if we reduce the cost, we get a portion of the cost that we reduce. We share in the savings. So initially, we're going to fund this program through the grant, but when the grant runs out in 3 years, we are hoping that the shared savings generated will be more than enough to pay for continuing the program.
And finally, in the news locally, Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said at Tuesday night's school board meeting that Camblin Mechanical, the Association of Builders and Contractors, and Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay are in talks to bring a career tech education course in plumbing to the Atlantic High School.
If so, that might be the first one in the state of Iowa. Camblin is interested in partnering with us with that, and we're trying to lay the groundwork for that. If all the pieces fall into place, we'd like to be able to offer at least the initial class, which basically covers safety, it covers the use of tools and basic components of plumbing. Also, for those students that complete that first class, they'll also receive their OSHA safety certificate, which many employers require.
Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, officials say a visitor to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Florida lost the tips of two fingers while on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Fire officials say that the tourist from the United Kingdom lost the tips of his ring and pinky fingers on his right hand yesterday morning. It's not clear how the incident happened. Disney officials say they've reopened the ride, or will reopen it later today after confirming it's safe. Cigarette makers Reynolds American and Lorillard say they're talking about a possible merger that would combine the two of the nation's biggest tobacco companies. Today's announcement follows media reports over the past few months about the possible combination. Reynolds markets Camel, Pall Mall, and Natural American Spirit cigarettes. Lorillard sells Newport, Maverick, and Kent cigarettes. And Germany says it's looking for a more honest relationship with the United States. Germany's foreign minister plans to meet with Secretary of State John Kerry this weekend on the sidelines of Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. Yesterday, Germany asked Washington's top spy to leave the country following reports that U.S. intelligence had recruited two German government employees. News time is 8:11.
Sarah, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Will you come in here, please?
The ladies' room?
Yes, please. I need a quiet place to talk so I can understand what you're saying.
Oh, dear. Have you looked into that problem?
Who says it's a problem?
Do you find yourself looking for a small, quiet room just so you can have conversations one-on-one? This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Many of us struggle to hear when we're in a large, noisy venue, such as a sports arena, concert, or even at our favorite local gathering spots. But when you can't hear a conversation when you're out socially, asking your friends to join you in the ladies' room just to talk could be cause for embarrassment and a good way to lose friends. So let me suggest a hearing evaluation instead. More and more people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are finding that their communication difficulties can be overcome with hearing aids. Now, I'm not saying that having an evaluation means you'll need a hearing aid, but if you're struggling, it could be the first step to uncover why. Stop the embarrassment. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In our funeral announcements, Kayla Lynn Jensen, age 26 of Stewart, died Tuesday. A funeral mass for Kayla Jensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Janet Milner Weston, age 80 of Elliott, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Janet Weston will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Sherry Cooper Wiggus, age 79 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Sherry Wiggus will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nancy L. Larson, age 66 of Omaha and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Nancy Larson will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Faith Bible Chapel in Omaha. Brahmin Mortuary, 72nd Street Chapel in Omaha, has the arrangements. Donald Williams, age 98 of Casey, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donald Williams will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Maxine Herrick, age 96 of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maxine Herrick will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.